this week's lesson. And, you know, when it comes to weight loss, there can be so much confusion about what to eat and nutrition. And so what I want to do is give you 3.5 nutrition rules to follow, okay? And I'm going to give you a bonus audio I did with Isabel De Los Rios, who is a nutritionist, okay, because I am not. However, I have worked with a lot of people, and I have gotten a good idea of what works and what doesn't. And the first thing I want to mention is that instead of looking at the small picture, which is I think what we're kind of conditioned to do through dieting and through a lot of the weight loss programs, is we're looking at carbs, grams of fats, we're looking at the small picture. What we want to start doing is looking at the big picture. Okay, and so that's where the three and a half rules I'm going to share with you are really about the big picture. And if you take care of this, I truly believe that you'll have a much easier time controlling your weight. Okay? And it'll eliminate a lot of the problems of just looking at the small picture of what you should eat and when you should eat it. Okay? So the first rule and a half is to eat natural foods. Right? Now, this is one of those things that a lot of times we hear it so often, it just goes in one ear and out the other. Right? Oh, yeah, I should eat natural foods. Well, what are natural foods? Right? What I'm talking about are foods that are just consist of actual food. See, we're so surrounded by food-like substances, preservatives, chemicals, that we've gotten used to eating them, and we don't even think about it a lot of times anymore. So the big challenge here is that if we're living on a diet that is high in chemicals, that's high in preservatives, then what effect does that have on our body? Okay? Our body has to deal with it somehow. Okay? And so I'm not getting all the science of it, but if our body has to deal with non-food items that we're consuming, it takes a lot of energy away from digestion, from the efficiency of our digestive system. Okay? So begin eating foods that are natural. How do you know? If it's in a bag or a box, it is probably not natural. Right? It's been processed, right? It's been, things have been added to it to help it be preserved in a bag so it can stay in a bag, right? Natural foods. Vegetables, fruits, nuts, right? With the exception of nuts, most vegetables and fruits, if you put them in a bag for a week, aren't going to be that appetizing, okay? So there's something that happens along that process. Now, I know, I mean, obviously you know these things, but it's the way in which we think about them that dictates our behavior, okay? So what we want to do is we want to start thinking about food as food. this is a big shift. So what happens if you do? If you start thinking, okay, I want most of my daily food intake to be natural food. Okay, what would that be? It would be vegetables. It would be fruits. It would be greens. It would be nuts. Okay, and how would that change your body? How would it change your moods? How would it change your energy? Okay, so start thinking natural. Look at the ingredients. Start noticing the ingredients on the food. And if it's got 15, 20, 30 ingredients in it, things you can't pronounce, question that. What are those things, right? Go Google them. Google some of those big chemistry-sounding words and find out what those things actually are and how they affect your body, okay? Now, right along with that, the half tip, which should be a whole tip, is that along with natural foods is you want to be eating raw, live foods, okay? Again, this is a thing that we're not usually thinking about, but food in its natural state, an apple, a carrot, cucumber, has enzymes in it which help it break down easily in our bodies, okay? And so those enzymes are there, so when we consume the food, the enzymes are released and it helps us digest the food more efficiently, make use of it better. Remember, digestion is the number one use of energy in your body, okay? So if a food is processed, and this is even if it's natural, okay? Once it's processed, one of the main ways of processing food is to cook it. As soon as you cook it, you destroy a lot of the enzymes, and now it becomes something that's harder for your body to digest, okay? So get a focus on eating more live foods, foods that are alive. They have a different electrical makeup, they have a different chemical makeup, and that is going to help you. It is more in line with how our bodies were meant to consume food, okay? So what are we talking about here? We're talking about macronutrients. Macronutrients are fat, carbs, and these are the things we've been focused on. What we want to start doing is noticing, are we getting the micronutrients we need, the vitamins, the minerals? And in order to get those, we need to eat foods in a natural, living, raw state. Okay? So it's not about giving up everything. It's about adding these foods into your daily diet. I mean, you will notice a humongous change in the way that you feel. You will also notice that a lot of times this eliminates cravings, right? Because what is a craving? A craving is our body's yearning and desire for nutrition. Okay, and so if we're not getting the nutrition we need, if we're not getting the vitamins and the minerals that our body is craving, we're going to feel a sense of hunger because our body looking to satisfy that. Okay, so if you take care of this big picture thing here, again, a lot of the other things are going to take care of themselves. You're not going to have to worry about carbs and fats and all those things as much. Okay, so keep that in mind. Now the next rule is one that can be a little touchy, and some people don't even want to go near it because there's a lot of scientific things that can go both ways. There's a lot of money behind this, but it's basically milk. Okay, and the idea of milk is there's a lot more science coming out now that it's not helpful to us and that it's harmful to adult human beings to drink cow milk. Okay, because of all sorts of reasons. But I'm going to give you one that's not scientific. Again, I'm not a nutritionist. What I've found is I've gone through, you know, reading books and books and books. I've gotten the information. It's gone in my head. I've made my decisions, and I've lived with them. One of the decisions I've made is to not drink milk, okay? And to pretty much cut dairy out of my life completely. Occasionally, I'll eat some cheese, all right? But why? In my mind, I don't understand how I would go up to a cow, right, just like in a field or in a barn, and drink its milk, okay? Because most people, if you offer them a glass of, you know, human mother's milk, they would, ah, I don't want that, it's gross. But think about, we'll drink another species' mother's milk, right? Would you drink dog milk? Would you drink, you know what I mean? Would you drink alligator milk? So there's a lot of other milks that would kind of repulse you. But a lot of conditioning has gone into getting you to drink the milk of an animal that just happens to be the one that produces the most milk. Okay, I don't think it's a coincidence. So what does it do to you? It's got casein in it. It's like glue in your body. Okay, it's what they actually make glue out of. It clogs you up. I will tell you simply, one thing I've seen over and over and over and over again with people that have eliminated or greatly reduced dairy from their diet is that they get less phlegmy. Okay, their moods even out a bit. Their skin clears up. Okay, milk is not a natural thing for a human to drink. That's a fact, okay? Yet it's something that we've kind of taken on. But it's not a natural thing for us to do. So I'm going to give you a challenge here. I want you to do your own research. And again, if you listen to the interview I did with Isabel, she'll go into the more scientific reasons why, okay? But I want you to do some of your own research on it and really consider that option, right? Consider if you want to continue drinking milk. Now, along that line, another thing that I'm kind of new to this, I didn't realize that it was actually a problem, is the idea of wheat. Okay, and Isabel, she kind of turned me onto this as well. I'd heard things about it. But the idea of wheat, again, is another thing that's extremely hard to process. If you were dropped off in the woods, you probably wouldn't eat wheat. Okay, because it takes a lot of processing to get it to a point where you can consume it, okay, enjoyably. So what that means is that it's not something our body naturally digests well. Okay, and so the gluten levels and the things in wheat can wreak some havoc in our bodies. Okay, so these are the things I want you to be aware of. Make your own decision with it, but question it. Okay, these are two areas that in our modern American culture are usually just ignored or never thought of. Okay, and I want you to think about them. Because if you start eating more natural foods, more live foods, you cut down or eliminate dairy and the grains that you're consuming, I think you're going to notice a complete transformation in how you feel. Okay? And finally, the last tip that I want to give you is that I've mentioned this before, but again, as a strategy, the worst strategy you can have is trying to not eat throughout the day to keep your calories low, and then dinner time comes and you just pig out on everything and make horrible decisions. Okay? So the last kind of nutrition tip I want to give you is that you want to eat in the morning. Okay, you want to have something to eat for breakfast, no matter what it is. And some people say, well, if I eat at breakfast, then I feel hungry all day. Okay? Well, if you take the previous two rules, and primarily the first rule there, if you're feeling hungry during the day when you used to not eat, add carrot, celery, fruits, vegetables, a salad, right? Just some raw vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, whatever. Because the beauty is this. This is the advantage you have. if you haven't eaten breakfast, if you haven't been eating lunch, then the beauty is you don't have any bad habits to break, right? So if you're switching to a healthier meal at breakfast and in lunch, you're not so much switching because you haven't done it, you're adding to it. And that's easier because you're not thinking, oh, well, I usually get a hamburger for lunch, and this isn't as good. So sometimes adding healthier meals when there wasn't any meals at all, is easier than substituting, okay? But again, I'm telling you, if you take these seriously, now I'm keeping this simple for you, okay? I'm not going to get into all the specifics of food. It's not necessary, okay? If you live by the guidelines of natural, ideally raw, or living, right? Cut down on the dairy and the grains, and then eat when you get up in the morning, okay? Have a breakfast. It doesn't have to be huge. It could be a piece of fruit. It could be a grapefruit. Something, okay? Because so often people, they're getting to dinner time, and they're just ravenous, and at that point, it's very difficult to control your behaviors, right? And it's going to be, I don't want to say a losing battle, but I've seen it over and over again where it is a losing battle for people. It is for me. I do this stuff all day long for years now, and if I don't eat throughout the day for some reason, I get so hungry, it is very difficult to control my behaviors, okay? Because you have every cell in your body telling you just to eat anything in front of you and eat all of it, okay? We want to stay out of that place, okay? So it's preventative. You want to be thinking you're preventing that feeling, okay? And if you follow these rules, these simple rules, then I think you're going to find that it's just going to be a lot easier for you. So do this, experiment with it. Again, there's no right or wrong. It's always you're experimenting with it, see how you feel, continue with what works, cut out what doesn't work, and make time to listen to this audio with Isabel. It's only about an hour long or so. There's also a mind map where you can just kind of see some of the basics of what we were talking about. But take this stuff into account and become an expert in a sense on your nutrition, right? What works for you, okay? And I'll talk to you next week.